Kirk Cousins started the Raiders' preseason opener Thursday, played exactly one series, and made it count. 5 of 6 for 50 yards on a 10-play, 68-yard opening drive. Finished with a 13-yard touchdown to Michael Mayer, per Sam Gordon of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, with the Associated Press recap matching. Then, on Friday, head coach Clint Kubiak said this: "Whether it's Aiden O'Connell, Kirk, or Fernando, I would say all three of those guys deserve first-team reps, per Miles Simmons of NBC Pro Football Talk. Both facts are the job description." The June preview said the quiet part in one sentence: Cousins is a bridge with an expiration date, and everyone in the building has said so out loud. The football case was that an aging pocket passer, 7 rushing yards all last season, benched in Atlanta for a rookie, now on a one-year deal worth $20 million fully guaranteed, holds value only as long as he holds the starting job, and the team spent the first overall pick on Fernando Mendoza, precisely, so he will not hold it forever. Our read was that this arrangement was understood correctly by everyone involved, and the only things to watch were his grip on the job and the rookie's timeline. This week sharpened both. The grip looks fine on the field. One drive, one score, efficient throughout, and camp reporting from Levi Dombro of Just Blog Baby on August 12th has him feeding Trey Tucker constantly, sometimes forcing it. But the timeline pressure is now public. Mendoza played 4 possessions Thursday with a touchdown of his own, and a coach volunteering that a rookie deserves first-team reps in mid-August is a coach preparing everyone for a competition, or at least the appearance of one. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. A competent veteran playing well while a first overall pick gains on him publicly is exactly, beat for beat, the placeholder story we wrote in June. Next week is the Houston joint practice and game, and the rep plan is being built now, per Simmons. Watch how the first team snaps divide and whether Cousins' hold on week one gets restated or goes quiet. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.